Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting scare this morning at the gate to Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas has ended with base officials saying the suspected gunman who prompted the lockdown has been neutralized, but it's unclear if he was shot or if he was arrested. All gates are still closed at the base. President Trump is sending help to Michigan after two dams broke because of flooding and caused catastrophic damage in the community of Midland.
We've sent the FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers out, and they're very good at dams.
The president will be visiting a Ford plant in Ann Arbor, Michigan today that's producing ventilators now since the pandemic began. A group of doctors asking the president to end coronavirus shutdowns, arguing that keeping everyone at home is having growing health consequences, including casualties from suicide, stroke, despair, and alcoholism. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More than 2.4 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which is down about 250,000 from the previous week, but now pushes the total since the coronavirus outbreak began to more than 38 million. States with the biggest increases in claims last week were Florida, Georgia, and Washington. The biggest decreases in California, Texas, and Oklahoma. A shooting at a recently reopened shopping and entertainment complex in suburban Glendale, Arizona last night. Mayor Jerry Waters says the virus lockdown served as an unlikely hero in the incident, as only three people ended up injured.
The pandemic very likely could have possibly been a lifesaver tonight because of the smaller crowds.
The suspect is in custody. Graceland is reopening today. Officials say they've been working to reconfigure operations at Elvis Presley's home so as to adhere to local distancing and health and safety guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Republican U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not very pleased that Planned Parenthood is receiving personal protective equipment from the federal government. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is demanding that Planned Parenthood return $80 million they took from the Paycheck Protection Program meant to help small businesses.
And we learned yesterday that the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, abused this emergency process and grabbed tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for which they were completely ineligible.
The Paycheck Protection Program specifically prohibits large affiliated organizations with more than 500 employees. Planned Parenthood is said to have over 600 employees.
The CDC releasing new information on COVID-19, saying it does not apparently spread easily when people touch contaminated surfaces or objects, though it says it doesn't mean to stop washing hands and disinfecting things. It can still transmit that way, but updated guidelines suggest that's not the main way to catch it. It's really person-to-person contact. And singer Neil Young is still performing during this coronavirus lockdown, only his audience is a lot different. He's been doing virtual concerts on his website in a series called Fireside Sessions. He performed outdoors last night in what he called his Barnyard Edition. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hey, welcome back, America. Hour two here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Do you feel like, America has kind of experienced a little bit of a dark age type of experience brought to you by the deep state and the power brokers of the Beltway? The way we've been treated, we've used the analogy of, being like mushrooms, being kept in the dark and covered in manure. But I believe that, again, we can be thankful for COVID-19 in as much as that I think it's caused us to hit the pause button and to really think about what we're dealing with here in America and what has been thrust upon us. And we're realizing with everyday revelations coming out, Megan Barth, I got to bring you on here right now and get your comment on this, because this is what I'm hearing from everyday Americans and on Main Street right there, saying, look at this was common sense from day one. We knew this. We knew that it didn't make sense that the Russians would want Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton when they had 8 years, or at least 4 years, when she was Secretary of State, of having their way with her. I mean, the complications and involvement with the, Clinton Foundation, uranium deals, on and on. Why would they think? And then, of course, we find out now that information was purposely suppressed that indicated exactly what we reasoned, which was quite reasonable and I thought commonsensical to understand, that the Russians felt Hillary Clinton was more malleable and that they wanted Hillary Clinton to be president, not Donald Trump. But, meanwhile, we bring on the Mueller investigation, Russian collusion, impeachment, and it's just been one disaster and horrific experience, for 3.5 years now.
Well, it's been a horrific experience for Americans, but it certainly hasn't been a horrific experience for Democrats, has it?
No.
They have dominated the airwaves for the last 3.5 years. Many of these Democrats sat in the intelligence meetings knowing full well that what they were about to tell CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post and all of their lackeys in the media, they knew full well what they were saying was a lie.
Exactly.
Because they heard this directly from the Intelligence Committee. They heard all of the witnesses say, no, there's no Russian collusion. No, there's no evidence of this. Even Robert Mueller, after paying him $40 million over a two-year investigation, arrived at the same conclusion. But that still wasn't good enough for the Democrats. Now we have Richard Grenell. And Richard Grenell has some cojones.
Yes.
That the American people have been looking for years, at least beyond Donald Trump. Donald Trump can't be the only fighter in D.C., and it seems like we have another fighter in D.C., which is Richard Grenell, who now is unmasking the unmaskers, who is now investigating the investigators, or at least allowing the American people the opportunity to look at what the Durham investigation is looking at. And the Durham investigation is ongoing. We cannot forget about that. Of course, I think it's a little bit long, but the wheels of justice move slow. I think it's going to be a very long, hot summer for Democrats.
Do you kind of have the sense where, real quick, let me interject this question real quick here, only because you brought it up, in terms of how long it's taking with Durham. I have the sense that as he's pulled one thread, it's like it's connected to something else, and it gets more, and it's get deeper into it, which makes it more complicated, and he's got to get his ducks in a row, because though he's got to, let's not forget, he has seated a grand jury. It gives him a lot of power. And so... Right.
That was going to be my point, is that he has a grand jury. You don't assemble a grand jury, and he's simply not looking into misdemeanors. He's looking into high crime misdemeanors and felonies. And so I believe that it's going to be a long, hot summer for the Democrats. They knowingly lied to the American people. The press knowingly lied to the American people. They tried to create a whole entire narrative that simply didn't exist, and it's falling upon itself under the weight of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't, Bill, I have to make this point, and I've made it before, but I'll say it again. The American people were never supposed to know about James Comey's plans, about the deep state, about the illegal spy operation conducted inside the Trump campaign by compromised FBI officials. We were never supposed to know about all of this illegal unmasking of American citizens going on. We were never supposed to know the outright corruption and criminality of the Barack Obama administration. We were never supposed to know.
Exactly.
Because Hillary Clinton was supposed to win.
Right. Well, and on that vein, look who's defending this. We have a former president who is out front and center, you know, accusing our current president of all kinds of things that do not make sense in order to defend his legacy. I mean, that's the other part that's quite telling here. And as I was looking back, I'm thinking, my gosh, you know, when you, and this is going to be a shock to people because I'm doing a commentary on this, and it's titled Eight Wasted Years. Eight Wasted Years under Barack Obama. Now, people think, it's amazing to me because I can't connect that dot to say that he has been, you know, the best president America has ever had. I mean, a majority of Americans really believe that. But when you look at the facts, again, as we come into this, I think, a revival for common sense in America now, people are starting to look at the truth. And you tell me, in the 8 years of Barack Obama's administration, what major takeaway can we say that his administration, his presidency accomplished? I can't come up with one.
Nothing positive.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you love high black unemployment and high American unemployment and an out-of-control government and an actually corrupt government, a government that wasn't working for the people. They were working against the people. Never in the history of the American presidency has a transition gone in this direction. Usually, you know, we're known and we're actually revered by other countries because of our transition.
Mm-hmm.
It's always considered a peaceful transition, the transition of power.
Right.
Well, the Democrats didn't want to relinquish that power, and they certainly didn't want to relinquish their power to an outsider like Donald Trump, who now is basically, like I said, investigating the investigators and lifting the veil off of their massive corruption. Those who think that Barack Obama was the greatest president ever are simply doing so because they think it's probably the right thing to do, and they don't want to be racist, even though
right.
Barack Obama is half black.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider him our first black president. As a matter of fact, many of the Democrats thought Bill Clinton was our first black president. And so I think that they do so simply out of guilt, and they do so because they don't want to accept the truth that all he was smoke and mirrors. All Barack Obama was smoke and mirrors. As President Trump said the other day, he was an incompetent president. Look at how he left this country in the wake of this virus. We had no PPE. We had nothing in our warehouses to prepare for a pandemic. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
he left
And yet he accuses the Trump administration for being incompetent, which is beyond gall.
Well, that's the Solomonsky tactic, his mentor.
Yes.
So you blame others for exactly what you're guilty of.
And there's too many people out there that will, you know, are ready to believe it, co-conspiring with a mainstream media that is not doing us any favors. And I ask, where is our modern-day Woodward and Bernstein? More from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Russian enemy. Independent. We are Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, in our conversation with the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, continues. Megan, you were just saying that you got on a plane. I mean, you are a canary in the gold mine here. You got on a plane from Nevada to California. How was that experience?
Well, thank God it was only a 44-minute flight, so I didn't go too crazy. But you could have literally shot off a cannon in Las Vegas Airport last night. It was very sad for me to see. Mm-hmm. Same with LAX. They're going to be now a mandatory mask starting on the 22nd, so I guess I'll have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Bill, this whole entire scientific community has been completely, and all the scientific knowledge that we've used and practices that we've used since I've been born has been completely turned on its head.
Exactly.
Please tell me how isolation breeds immunity. It doesn't.
No. It actually retards it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely right. And for those that are screaming about a cure and how about what we have to wait for a vaccine, I'll tell you what, if you want to stay home, stay home. If you want to go out, go out. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that some people are relying on a vaccine for a cure just shows you the absolute stupidity that this virus has created.
Exactly.
Basically, you're a lab rat. If you want to get injected with the flu, you stay at home, wait for the vaccine, and then you go get injected with the flu. Or you don't go get injected with the flu. You go outside and take the risk of getting injected with the flu through transmission. That's how, you know, immunity works. And so, those that are demanding a vaccine and saying we can't open to a vaccine are simply treating people like lab rats. I am not going to get the vaccine. I don't even get the flu vaccine. Some people do. Some people don't. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I checked, before this communist virus assaulted our country, we were a free country. We actually did have good, sound science. We had one of the best healthcare systems in the world. And that is all basically on the precipice of extinction because the communists lied. And because the Democrats exploited this virus in order to use draconian measures in order to isolate healthy people.
Right.
And so we probably will have a spike in the fall, and we probably will have some deaths in the fall because of these draconian actions.
Exactly. Well, and you bring up a good point here, and I want people to really chew on this, and that is that the scientists that we expected to help us out, the Faucis and Dr. Birx, I mean, even Dr. Birx got on the CDC and said, your models here, you know, what, last week they were off by 25%. You know, what gives here? You see, all this stuff is a practice, as you said. And, you know, we're practicing, with life and death. I mean, we're practicing this. I mean, even the president decides for his own health, you know, hydroxychloroquine. Why not take it? And the fact that he mentions it, oh, my goodness, that's the headline. The gray matter of the mainstream media splatters all over the cameras from coast to coast because all the Trump haters have come out in mass because the president has supported a particular product that even Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical, you know, the main medical contributor, says his father was saved by hydroxychloroquine. But
many people have been.
Yeah, and then you got Neil Cavuto going off the rails. I mean, you're going, that'll kill you. That'll kill you. This is all based on a VA study of patients that were in the final hours of life, and they said, okay, we'll try it. Well, they all died where they were so dead and gone already, and you give them hydroxychloroquine. You see, Neil Cavuto, see that stuff. Don't take it. It kills you.
Now, we've had this drug on the market for over 40 years. It's been very efficacious. There are doctors that disagree with the bureaucrats in the halls of the CDC. Many of these doctors that have been, you know, first and forefront, you know, in our faces, have never had their own practice. They have never treated patients. They are doctors by book and name only. They have lived their lives inside the halls of government. All they do is look at data, 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 and they look at charts and charts and charts. Well, if the data is garbage, then the chart is garbage.
Exactly.
It's called garbage in, garbage out. The diagnosticians, many of them from around the world, and the doctors are saying, HQ, hydroxyl, whatever, is a fantastic drug, and it should be used as a treatment. As a matter of fact, there is an Illinois Democrat, female Democrat, who requested her doctor prescribe for her the drug because she was having the symptoms of COVID, and within hours, she felt better.
Exactly.
These types of firsthand experiences from patients that were saved by this drug are being censored by Google, censored by the press. They are also being censored by YouTube. This is socialized medicine at its prime example, whereby a government bureaucrat wants to decide what's best for you and wants to get in between you and your doctor. I know plenty of doctors, like I said, that would prescribe this, but now you have pharmacists that don't want to write the prescription. You have pharmacy boards, the unelected pharmacy boards.
Right.
Another bureaucratic mess getting in between you and your doctor. Welcome to socialized medicine, where Nancy Pelosi and somebody by the name of Dr. Fauci, who you've never met, who has never taken your temperature, who has never taken your blood pressure, thinks they know what's best for you.
Exactly.
We must reject this premise that they know what's best for us, and we must rely or find a doctor that is willing to do what's best. And it is our duty as Americans to protect that relationship between our patient, or excuse me, between our doctor and ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to take the risk, we take the risk. It's just
right.
like us walking out without a mask, or
right.
it's just like us walking outside, or maybe it's just like us going to a restaurant instead of a Lowe's or a Home Depot or a Target, where it just seems that these essential places don't have the virus.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
How easy is that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, look, this is why we can be thankful in part, Megan, to your point, to Donald Trump and his administration for right to try. This is what we have. We have the right to try, and we're seeing, like you say, firsthand information. A guy in South Florida here at the early start of all this, he was on his deathbed, already said goodbye to his family, and the doctor said, hey, what do you think about hydroxychloroquine? And I think he took zinc, or he may have had a Z-Pack. And what he got to lose, you know? So he tries it, and he goes from dying, and now he's walking around to talk about it. I mean, this is like the blind man who can now see. And we're having this across the country taking place right in the face. But you have these people that, because the president early on, which is suspicious anyway, and you've been involved in this business, you know, with pharmaceuticals. So you wonder, you go, are they trying to stifle this? Because this drug's very inexpensive. I mean, it's only about $20, right, for
right.
a bunch of pills. And
right.
so, plus, right?
Cheap. Therapeutic.
Right.
It's been
okay.
around for 40 years. It has been efficacious.
Right.
It has a side effect profile, which all drugs do. If you take any drug, you might have a 0.001% chance of dying. That's just the side effect profile of any drug. There is a
right.
risk, of course, putting anything in your body. But this drug is actually showing it to be very effective in the treatment of this. And like I said, vaccines aren't cures.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But you see, but my point is, and Megan, we only have about a minute left, is that my point in all this is this being stalled and delayed in order to make room for what Bill Gates and other pharmaceutical interest parties are, you know, are trying to maneuver? Because if they come up with the silver bullet for coronavirus, I mean, how many trillions of dollars in profit are you talking about?
Right, exactly. This is always profit driven, but you know, to develop a vaccine is extraordinarily expensive too. We're talking, you know, tens of billions of dollars, but they'll make that back, especially if there are mass vaccinations that are pushed or mandated by certain governors. I can see that coming.
Right.
Right.
And speaking of which, your governor, your Nevada governor, has been hiding coronavirus, the hydroxychloroquine.
Hiding it, well, he, much like Governor Whitmer, he basically denied the opportunity for doctors to prescribe it unless the patient was in the hospital. However, he's being sued now by a group of osteopaths. Again, these are government Democrat bureaucrats trying to get in between you and your doctor, and this is the test run of socialized medicine, whether we see them denying treatment or whether we see them basically endangering the elderly.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan.
Sponsored by Novartis. Melanoma is a serious form of skin cancer. It is often treatable when caught early, but if melanoma advances and spreads to other parts of the body, it can be difficult to treat. It's important to know what type of melanoma you or a loved one may have so you can understand available treatment options. Danya, who was a caregiver to her daughter Sawyer, experienced melanoma mutation testing firsthand.
Mutation testing is of great importance. It can give you a roadmap of treatments that may work for a certain mutation. Therefore, we knew which treatment plans to pursue for Sawyer's melanoma.
Danya knows the honor that comes with caring for a loved one with skin cancer.
Being Sawyer's caregiver was one of my biggest accomplishments and an honor. Sawyer and I kept faith alive in each other, and we were lucky to have 24 years together. She faced her battle with dignity and humility. Her legacy is, have faith and never give up.
To stay informed and learn more, visit knownowbraf.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting scare this morning at the gate to Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas has ended with base officials saying the suspected gunman who prompted the lockdown has been neutralized, but it's unclear if he was shot or if he was arrested. All gates are still closed at the base. President Trump is sending help to Michigan after two dams broke because of flooding and caused catastrophic damage in the community of Midland.
We've sent the FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers out, and they're very good at dams.
The president will be visiting a Ford plant in Ann Arbor, Michigan today that's producing ventilators now since the pandemic began. A group of doctors asking the president to end coronavirus shutdowns, arguing that keeping everyone at home is having growing health consequences, including casualties from suicide, stroke, despair, and alcoholism. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Coming up in our next segment, Dr. Del Tackett is going to join us as we remember Ravi, who passed away this week. Ravi was just an incredible follower of Jesus Christ, and it was, I believe, in 1983 when Dr. Billy Graham invited him to an international event where Dr. Graham brought in all these pastors from around the world. I mean, the stories that came out. And I remember being involved with the Billy Graham Association back in the mid-80s and hearing the stories of these pastors, you know, coming in without shoes. And, you know, from, I mean, just the display of poverty, but yet the joy of these pastors. I mean, what did they care about shoes? They could care less about shoes. And when they asked Dr. Graham and had said, gosh, you know, here you are, such a hero of the faith, and Dr. Graham says, no, not me. He says, the heroes of the faith are these pastors from around the world who are dealing with just, you know, all the injustice, you know, poverty, all the things that you would think would make it impossible for them to spread the gospel. And they're focused on what God has commanded them to do. He goes, these are the real heroes. Well, it was at one of those meetings, I think it was in, I think it was in Switzerland, maybe. I think it was where they had it, Amsterdam. And it was where they all met. And in 1983, Ravi was invited. And boy, I'll tell you, it was like a star was born. I mean, people, and Ravi had been around, Ravi Zacharias had been around for quite a while, and people were aware of him, but suddenly this kind of thrust him on the stage. And I kind of saw this as a bit in kind of the way way Billy Graham himself was brought into the forefront. It was, it was Randolph Hearst who knew that America needed a spiritual injection, and he told all his publications, he told the entire Hearst network, he says, it's time to puff Billy Graham. And by that he meant, give him some, positive publicity and let's build him up. And at the time he was in Los Angeles in the tents, as you might recall, back in the latter 40s. And this really catapulted Billy Graham. And in a sense, Billy Graham returned the favor and paid it forward with Ravi after what happened there in Amsterdam. And because he was, he was just... And it was just so obvious what he was all about. And here's someone who had lived life and realized that, like I said, it's like the blind man experience. I was blind, now I see. And we're going to talk more about his life with Del Tackett. And Del Tackett, for me, has been a personal hero. I might say that. I know he would blush to hear me say this. But I have such a high regard for Del Tackett. And it goes back to my first exposure to a project that he was involved in. He was the producer and director and the champion of the Truth Project for Focus on the Family. And I would, again, recommend, it's been out for quite a while, I would say that if you've not been exposed to the Truth Project, you should run, not walk, to the exposure of said Truth Project. It is what I call a bit of a master's program in apologetics. And apologetics, what it is that it really helps you understand, what makes the world go round, and what all these things are all about. What our government is all about, why God ordained our government, who is God, why is God here, all these basic tenets of what makes our world go round, and what makes them go around more smoothly when they are in operation with God. So we'll be doing, we'll be talking with Del in more detail in just a moment about Ravi and the impact that he had. And Ravi was featured in the Truth Project, but Ravi sadly passed away. And what his daughter had to share with everyone, it was just a real sweet letter about her father and some of the passing words, and we'll talk more about that. But meanwhile, as we've been talking about this morning, in terms of in terms of coming back to reason, it's like we've been in a mini dark ages for a while, brought to you by these activated Democrats and those that are on a different agenda. They may talk that they support the Constitution, but we're finding out it's not very believable, because what is obvious is the fruit of their support. I mean, what are they promoting? Is the Constitution all the stronger as a result of their participation? Or has the Constitution been compromised? And what we're finding out, clearly, whether it's John Brennan or these others that have gone behind closed doors in hearings before senators and congressmen, telling the truth, because they know that if they lie, they're going to be subject to contempt, and you can't lie before Congress. That is, even though somehow some people have been able to get away with this, you can't lie before Congress any more than you can lie to an FBI official, as Michael Flynn has found out, and others. Even Jerome Corsi was being coerced to lie, but he refused to lie. And fortunately, they let go of him, and he didn't have to go through the experience that Mike Flynn did. But Mike Flynn exacerbated his problem by agreeing, to a lie that he didn't need to do, but at the time, in order to protect his son. And we all understand that. Those of us who instinctively protect our families, we're going to take the bullet for our family. And
But as we talked about earlier with A.G. Yost, you know, this is the problem with lying, is once you lie, you set up this web of network. And this is what's so dangerous about a lie, is the network of deception, the web of deception just permeates everything about your life. You know, going back to the Truth Project, by the way. Anyway, and so what we're discovering is that, you know, whether it's John Brennan or these other acolytes from the Obama administration and the Obama era, they said one thing behind closed doors. And I got to imagine that for, you know, the Trey Gowdys and, you know, the Devin Nunezes and others, you know, within our government, that heard them tell the truth one side, and the next time they're watching them on MSNBC and CNN lying through their teeth. And, you know, Adam Schiff saying, oh, we got the president, we got truth, you know, we got proof. And Swalwell, and, you know, on down the list, you know, that they had the president dead to rights, that in fact there was Russian collusion and all this, and we spent all this money, wasted time, you know, and could we possibly have that time back that was wasted because of partisanship brought to you by the deep state, the Democrats, and all the operatives here that have really put us into a dark era, but we're coming out of this. And as I said, I think one of the benefits of the COVID-19 experience is that we've been able to hit the pause button and really begin to, you know, look and study this. And you know, one time, very hardline Democratic friends of mine are realizing, they're going, you know, Bill, we really attacked you on certain things. And it wasn't that I attacked them. I just said, hey, look, this is my discovery. You know, it's what I do for a living, so I'm checking this out. And this is not squaring up. And some of this is, you know, to me, it's common sense that you look at these things, you know, kind of like what we just found out about Brennan, that he, you know, he hid this information. He hid the report that came from Russia that said that, in fact, they wanted Hillary Clinton to be elected president. Well, duh. I mean, like, it didn't make sense that they wouldn't want Hillary Clinton. I mean, after all, they got uranium from Hillary. You know, they got a reset button, even though some things were misspelled. But nonetheless, it's okay. They got a reset button. They realized that, you know, they could have fun with her, and they did in the administration. And God only knows how much money, you know, from oligarchs and from Russian influence went into the Clinton Foundation. Okay, so they knew. They had, as they said in their statement, that she was malleable, okay? That they could have some fun and control her. Donald Trump, another story. So it didn't make sense that they would want Donald Trump. But the narrative brought to you by the mainstream media, by John Brennan and Clapper and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, was, oh, no, 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 no. The Russians, yeah, exactly. And, of course, somehow, you know, Trump operatives were involved in, you know, getting a hold of the DNC emails. But that's, you have to forget that the DNC was quite reckless with their emails and allowed some Pakistani national to have full access. And maybe he was the door opener to those emails.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! credible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I have come to the conclusion that it's harder to find logic in life if there is no God. How do you answer the questions of morality? How do you answer the questions of purpose? How do you answer the questions of relationship? How do you answer the questions of the sanctity of marriage? How do you answer the questions of inner peace? All of these are unanswerable coherently from a naturalistic viewpoint. And the best philosophers say, as far as morality is concerned, there is no explanation unless there is a transcending moral purpose. So to me, belief in God brings coherence to your answers. Disbelief in God actually fails to even justify the question.
Ravi Zacharias, an apologist, some have said. Dr. Del Tackett joins us now, former president of Focus on the Family Institute and former senior vice president of Focus on the Family, also writer-producer for Is Genesis History. Dr. Tackett, honor to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, sad news that we received this week with the passing of Ravi, and you knew Ravi well, and he was featured throughout the Truth Project, and I imagine during that opportunity it really endeared you all the more to this special follower of Jesus Christ.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, that it is really true. There is no one like Ravi. And he is going to leave a hole. I can't tell you how much my heart aches as the result of him going away, but this is in God's plan. But I will tell you, yes, that is exactly true. Ravi was a dear person, a dear friend, but we've lost a good one.
Yeah. Well, I loved what Sarah, his daughter, reminded everyone about, that back in January, Ravi had recited a stanza from a hymn from the late Richard Baxter, as you may recall. It says, Lord, it belongs not to my care whether I die or live. To love and serve thee is my share, and this thy grace must give. If life be long, I will be glad that I may long obey. If short, yet why should I be sad to welcome endless day? Christ leads me through no darker rooms than he went through before. He that unto God's kingdom comes must enter by this door. Come, Lord, when grace hath made me meet thy blessed face to see, for if thy work on earth be sweet, what will thy glory be? Then I shall end my sad complaints and weary sinful days, and join with the triumphant saints that sing my Savior's praise. My knowledge of that life is small, the eye of faith is dim, but 'tis enough that Christ knows all, and I shall be with him. She says that it was hard for them to imagine that, you know, within 2 months after reciting that last stanza, that her dad would be joining with the states, with the saints in the presence of Christ.
I think it is a shock. It did happen quickly. We had the privilege of filming Ravi for the engagement project, which will be released soon. He had every time we met, he asked about it and was anxious to be a part of it. And he had actually started his surgery protocol. You know, he was going in for surgery on his back when they discovered the cancer. And he had already started that protocol for the surgery, but he came back in because he didn't want to break that promise. I mean, that's Ravi. Always thinking of others. And so we had that opportunity to have some time with him, but none of us at that moment believed that within a few months he would be gone. But as Ravi has said, you're probably familiar with this story when he was in Vietnam, and that he was going from place to place preaching. Their car broke down, and of course most of us would, say, hey, wait a second, we're doing the Lord's work here. Why in the world is this car broken down? Another Jeep passed them, and they finally, afterwards, and the car just started, and they drove along, and the car that had passed them was all were dead, riddled with bullets. It was at that moment that Ravi realized that, if your time is not up, then God will stop your steps.
Right.
But if it is up, then he will lead you through that. And I think from that moment on, Ravi rightly understood that, the Lord is in charge of our days.
Exactly.
We do not have the power or the right to add or subtract from those. And so we live each day for the glory of God. And he certainly did that.
Exactly. Going back to the Truth Project, of all the people that you could pick, and you featured, some great apologists. I mean, it's such a powerful presentation. I tell people to this day, Del, that you want to run, not walk, to the Truth Project if you've not been exposed to it. I think I shared with you in Nashville when we met the last time face to face that I'd become an evangelist, and still to this day for the Truth Project, I believe it's so life changing. In fact, as I told you then, I still, and our audience knows, I give you credit. I mean, the reason I came back to the microphone, I'd been away from the microphone for 30 years. I felt like, okay, other chapters of my life, but I was still sensitive to what God was calling me to do. And God called me back to the microphone after being away from it for 30 years. And instrumental in me coming back was the Truth Project and the impact that you and Ravi and the others made on my life. I mean, that's why I'm here today.
Oh, well, Bill, that thrills me, but also humbles me because, again, as I've told you, I am merely the tour guide, and
yes.
God was so gracious to allow us to have RC and Ravi and others in the Truth Project, and he wove all that together, and it still continues to have an impact all over the world, and that is not because of me. That is because God, for some reason, has chosen to put his hands upon it.
Yeah. We co-labor with God. That's the thing that's so cool. And I learned that back in the mid-80s when I was honored to work with the Billy Graham Association in Southern California. We had 10 sold out, not sold out. I mean, nobody bought a ticket. I mean, they came. We were to capacity for 10 consecutive nights there in Anaheim. The last night, they turned away over 4,000 at the gate. They decided to open up even the infield. You know, so all the infield was even covered, for that revival that took place.
That must have been quite an
experience. That crusade. Oh, it was just an awesome experience. But Ravi was, I mean, the thing that's amazing about him, Del, he's instantaneous. I mean, you cannot be in the presence, whether it's via video or any other context. And he was just so committed to the truth and the gospel that you couldn't come away the same after being in contact with Ravi, could you?
No, not at all. I mean, there was no doubt. Ravi's intellect, his command of not only the truth of God, but his command of language,
mm-hmm.
His ability to speak was, I think, unmatched. But I will tell you this, Bill. I think that what really drew people to Ravi, as high as all of those things were in Ravi, I think what drew people to him was that they knew he cared about them. And this, from the very beginning, was Ravi's modus operandi, I guess you could say, and that was. And you've heard him say this, no doubt, that he said that he wasn't so interested in the question. He was interested in the questioner.
Mm.
And because a question was not asked in order for us to defeat the question and rebuff the question. But the question was asked because it was a cry from the heart of the questioner, and it had to be answered. For the sake of the questioner. I think this is what drew people to Ravi, because they knew that Ravi cared about them. He wasn't just an intellect who was there to bat down whatever
right.
balls were thrown in his direction. He cared about the person.
I'll tell you, that is wisdom that we need to embrace today, Del, in our very contentious society, politically driven and influenced by modernism. It's like the Question of the Truth Project. You know, how do you like it now? You've abandoned truth. You've turned your back on God. And in the midst of all this, and I think that the blessing of COVID-19 is it's caused us to hit a little bit of a pause button and do some pondering and meditation and to be in pursuit of the truth. And what I'm seeing giving rise to is not only a era of repentance, because I think that is critical, because repentance leads to revival. And the very thing that many have been praying for, we can't get to revival without repentance, right?
No, we cannot, and yet we must also recognize from, as Paul was writing to Timothy, that repentance comes from the Lord.
Yes.
He is the one who grants repentance. We don't force that on someone. And so when we come to people, and I hope and pray that out of this plague that has caused people to recognize they are not nearly as powerful as they think they
right.
are. I mean, who would have thought that we would now have our malls closed and the theaters closed and people confined to their homes and no baseball and no basketball and all of those things? We are not nearly as powerful as we think we are. And this is the time
right.
for
exactly.
the people of God to begin to build the relationships with others in such a way that they can begin to help them understand that there is a power in which they can rest, and it is not theirs.
Yeah, it's not in the all the king's horses or all the king's men. I think we're realizing.
It is not.
Del Taggett, thank you for being with us and sharing and helping us remember the extraordinary evangelist Ravi Zacharias. Thank you so much. God bless.
My pleasure. God bless you.
is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.